Now, most of us have probably come across the astronomical terms nova and supernova. But did you know that the word nova was actually coined by an astronomer with a close connection to Prague? It's 460 years to the day since one of the founders of modern astronomy, Tycho Brahe, was born on December 14th, 1546. He spent the final years of his life in the Czech lands and found his final resting place in Prague's Teen Church, within earshot of the famous astronomical clock in the old town square. Pavla Rakova has more.
Tycho Brahe was a Danish nobleman who studied law at the University of Copenhagen to fulfill the wish of his childless uncle. However, his primary interest was always astronomy, ever since the age of 14 when he observed a solar eclipse. The fact that it had been predicted fascinated him, and he devoted himself to the study of astronomy, astrology, and also alchemy. Even though his observations took place before the telescope was first used, they were very accurate. In 1572, Tycho observed a very bright object in the constellation Cassiopeia. He published a book on it called De Stella Nova, on a new star, thus coining the term nova. Today we know the object he observed was actually a supernova. Following disputes with Denmark's King Christian, Tycho moved to the Czech lands with the aid of Bohemian nobleman Tadeáš Hájek z Hájku, who helped him found an observatory at a castle in the small town of Benátky nad Jizerou, northeast of Prague. Tycho stayed there for a year and then moved to Prague, to the court of Emperor Rudolf II.
He came to Prague in the beginning of the year 1600, and he was the very bright and very sharp observer of that epoch. He had a lot of very precise data on planetary positions on the sky. And because of him, there was Johannes Kepler, who came to Prague, and later he was able to use the data collected by Tycho Brahe. And actually the first two Kepler laws on the motion of planets around the sun has been formulated in Prague.
Astronomer Jan Palouš. Emperor Rudolf II was very keen on the arts as well as sciences and magic. Tycho was Rudolf's court astronomer and astrologer until his death at the age of 54. Legend has it that a burst bladder was the cause of his death, but historians believe he either died of some urinary tract disease or he overdosed on mercury while trying to treat his syphilis.
Thanks, Pavla Harakova. Now, in the last part of our program today, Jan Wellinger visits an exhibition of antique dolls.